morning, house. Welcome to the first episode of this show, named Culture on the Earth, with your servant Mariela and Carlos.
Thank you, Mariela. It's a pleasure to stay here and talk about issues that generate controversy in society.
Sure, Carlos. That's why we started with this program. And as the first guest, we have Cynthia, whose research will reveal data to consider the things that are not seen with the naked eyes within societies.
Thanks for introducing me. It is an honor to be here with you and share my investigation about racism in Mexico.
Racism in Mexico? That's weird. I think that is not heard much in a country like ours.
The statistics show us the opposite. Since Mexico has high rates of discrimination with the minorities that coexist in the territory, of which the indigenous are the ones who suffer this discrimination the most.
And to think that the indigenous communities are the roots of the original people of the nation.
That is the most alarming thing, Mariela, because according to the CNPDLs, 2 out of every 10 children who speak an indigenous language don't know how to read or write.
But how could we fix it?
Currently, discrimination in Mexico is a structural problem that is related to colorings. This is a form of racism that occurs as a result of the skin color of each individual.
I have realized that factor. It is not a coincidence that in Mexican advertising there are more people with white complexions, when the majority of Mexicans and therefore families have crowded skin.
I believe that discrimination has become so normalized that we no longer notice when we commit any act, because the fact of calling people in a certain way, referring to original culture in a pejorative way.
That's right! The simple fact of calling someone a certain way makes racist practices normalized. We have to realize these simple details in order to tackle the problem from the structural base.
Thanks for being here with us today. Time is up, but we'll see you soon in episode 2 of this Culture on Earth podcast. See you, fellas.